the caliph of Damascus, Suleiman bin Abdul Malik Umavi, was a mighty and respected king. He once invited the great muhaddith Sayyidina Imam Taus rahmatullahi alayh to the royal court. Seizing the opportunity, he rahmatullahi alayh conveyed the call to righteousness, asking, "O leader of the believers, do you know who will be punished the most?" The caliph replied, "Please tell us." He rahmatullahi alayh began to recite a blessed hadith: "Whosoever Allah granted kingship to in his kingdom, but then he began enacting acts of tyranny, such a person will be given the most punishment on the day of judgment." Listening to this, the caliph trembled with the fear of Allah and began to cry loudly. This incident shows how profound an effect a speech can enact when the audience listens to it with careful attention and full concentration. Likewise, the muballigh must also be a practicing and sincere Muslim, free from every type of greed and personal interest. If these two conditions are met, one's speech will prove to be very fruitful. If any of these two qualities are missing, it will be difficult to benefit from a speech. This story also highlights how a king will be subject to the most severe torment. If he shows cruelty, the seekers of power and influence seem adamant upon throwing themselves into this danger. Here is a hadith of the final prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding this topic. "One who was made responsible over people but did not look after their well-being will not be able to even gain the fragrance of paradise." Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam.